主耶稣圣灵啊，继续跟大家来学习个人布道的工作。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I'd like to continue sharing with you about personal evangelism.
啊，昨天我们讲到个人布道的重要性啊。
Yesterday we talked about the importance of personal evangelism.
那既然个人布道这么重要，那我们就应该要踏出去啊。
Since it is so important, we must do it.
但是我们不是说哦，我要出去做见证啊，出去传福音，那我们就可以出去了。
But it is just not a, it is not just a matter of wanting to go out and preach.
昨天我们也提到一个教会啊，在推动这个个人布道工作。
Yesterday we talked about the church promoting personal evangelism.
一些信徒认为我们是老信徒，从小就信主，什么都知道了，不用讲习了。
Some members have the misconception that they know everything, they don't need to attend seminars.
没有把自己先装备好就出去。
They went out without equipping themselves first.
结果个个就好像斗败的公鸡啊，垂头丧气的回来了。
As a result, they all came back defeated.
我们出去传福音，就好像在征战一样。
When we go out to preach the gospel, we are like fighting a war.
要攻破魔鬼坚固的营垒。
We are going to break through the strongholds of Satan.
把人的心啊夺回，让他们能够来顺服神。
So we can make captive every heart and subject it to Christ.
所以我们传福音啊，出去传福音，我们必须先把自己装备好再出去。
So before we go out to preach the gospel, we must equip ourselves.
就好像穿上全副的军装一样。
We must put on the full armor.
这里我提供了一些资料给大家做参考。
I provided the material for your reference.
我们常说，工欲善其事，必先利其器。
In order to do a job well, we must learn the tool.
确实，我们要把这个传福音的工作做好，我们也先必须把自己先装备好。
In the same fashion, to preach the gospel well.We must equip ourselves.
第一段这边呢提到，我们必须要先有心智上的装备。
The first kind of preparation is mental and in our hearts.
路加福音十四章这边主耶稣提到，要跟从我的人就必须要有所舍去。
In Luke chapter 14, the Lord Jesus said, "Anyone who followed him must deny himself."
必须要爱我胜过。父母、妻子、儿女，甚至自己的生命。
They must love the Lord above his, their spouses, their children, and even their own lives.
还要背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
And they must take up their cross to follow the Lord.
一个做主耶稣门徒的人，就必须要先有这种心理上的准备。
So a true disciple of Christ must prepare themselves in this fashion.
也许我们认为，哇。信主耶稣做主耶稣门徒要付出这么大的代价，那我不要了。
Some people may say, it takes so much to follow Christ, so I'm not going to do it.
所以主耶稣接下来讲了一个比喻。
Then the Lord Jesus gave a parable.
你要做主耶稣门徒啊，就好像盖房子，你必须先坐下来划算一下，不要。我要花费多少？不要按那地基没有办法完成屋顶，就被人家耻笑。
Jesus said, "Being a disciple is like building a house. You must first figure out whether you can afford it before, so that you will not just lay the foundation and not able to complete it."
台湾话有一句话说，基础按半了，盖房子常常超过本来的预算要加倍的。
In a lot of building projects.People cannot finish them.
你如果预定这个房子10万块可以盖起来，也许会花上20万，你要有心理准备。
You might have figured only 100,000 for the house, but it may turn out to be twice as much.
所以有很多人信了耶稣之后，哇，以为信耶稣是恩典是白白得来，原来还要付出这么多。
Some people think that they receive God's grace freely, but they realize they have to give some too.
如果没有信仰根基的人，有时候信了主会感到很后悔，我怎么去受洗啊？
Unless their faith is rooted, some people may even regret being baptized.
在台湾曾经有一次一个刚受洗的老弟兄
in Taiwan, there was an old brother who was recently baptized.
他讲了一句话,
he said these words.
哇,我这么这样信耶稣,原来这么凶哦,要花费这么多啊。
Only now do I realize that I have to put in so much in following Christ.
因为很凑巧啊,那个礼拜刚好啊, 讲了十一奉献的道理。
What happened was during 1 week, the message on the pulpit was giving tithes.
下个礼拜呢，刚好有这个世界传道的基金的这个募款。
And the next week, there was a recruiting of fund for the world evangelism.
在下个礼拜刚好碰上啊，这个年终的这个救济金呐的募款。
And the week after that, the church was soliciting contributions to the annual charity fund.
接下来又，这个台湾那个安老院的建堂工作也要募捐。
And then the week after that, they were soliciting contributions from the senior home.
他说，所以他觉得我信了耶稣好像有点上当了。<laughs> And
this brother said, I was cheated into believing Jesus.
跟我说信耶稣是白白得来的。I
was told that believing in Jesus is something free.
但是信了耶稣并不是这么一回事的，一下子要十一间，一下子要这募捐这个，募捐这个，哇，我哪来那么多钱啊？
But after I believe in Jesus, I realized I have to offer tithes, I have to contribute to different projects. How can I have so much money?
好像教会有点呢，这个诈骗的嫌疑啊。 说不要钱，信了主，原来什么都要钱。
He felt that the church has cheated him because he thought everything was free, but he had to contribute.
所以主耶稣啊，对那些要跟从他做门徒的人，哎，你要先有心理准备啊。So
the Lord Jesus told those who wanted to follow him to be ready.
不要单单想哇，信耶稣，哎，跟着耶稣有饼吃，有神迹可以看，将来还可以进天国，那多好，我也要信。
They shouldn't just think that following Jesus is getting bread to feed themselves and to go to heaven in the future.
但是主耶稣说，跟从我的人必须要爱我胜过妻、父母、妻子、儿女，甚至自己的生命哦。
And Jesus told them that anyone who wanted to follow him must love him above their parents, their wives, and their children, and even their lives.
我们看起来好像主耶稣这个要求非常不合理。
This seems to be an unreasonable demand.
其实，主耶稣这个要求绝对合理。
But actually, it is absolutely reasonable.
因为他为了爱我们，真的就把一切都舍去了，连生命都给我们了。Out
of his love for us, he laid down everything, including his life.
不但为了拯救，承担我们人类该受的一切的痛苦。
Not only did he take up all the sufferings that we were supposed to bear.
还为我们受死在十字架上。
He even died for us on the cross.
还为我们下阴间去尝死味。
He even went to Hades to taste death on our behalf.
他一个是创造宇宙万物尊贵的真神，为了我们这些罪人，啊，背逆他的人，他愿意为我们舍弃一切。
God, the creator and the ruler of the universe, was willing to lay down everything for the sake of us rebellious people.
我们每一个得到主救恩的人，我们为主耶稣舍去的算什么？So
we who have received God's grace, it is really nothing for us to give something back to the Lord.
所以一个愿意跟从主的人，他必须能够感受主耶稣的爱。A
person who wants to follow Christ must feel Christ's love for him.
他才能够付出。Only
then will he give.
一个感受不到主耶稣爱的人，他不可能为主耶稣付出。
A person who doesn't feel Jesus' love cannot give back to Jesus.
就好像那个孩子感受不到父母的爱，他绝对不可能去孝敬父母。Children
who do not feel their parents' love will not honor their parents.
我为什么要孝敬你？你养育我，生我养我，那是你的责任。They
will say, "Why should I honor you? It's your responsibility to raise me."
他一点感恩的心都没有。They
have no sense of gratitude.
他不可能去孝敬父母。
So they will not honor their parents.
哎，就是啊，为了伦理，为了舆论，他不得不这样做，做起来非常痛苦。
Perhaps they will honor their parents because of the ethical demands, but they do it out of reluctance.
所以耶稣又讲了一个比喻啊,
then the Lord Jesus gave another parable.
就好像我们出去打仗一样,
it is like going to a war.
你要出去跟敌人打仗, 你先要划算一下我的兵力有多少, 我能不能得胜他?
Before you go, you must figure whether you have enough manpower to overcome the enemy.
你没有衡量一下这个实力,
if you do not consider your ability,
那你一出去打仗可能要全军覆没,
then you might all die in battle.
如果我们知道我绝对胜不过他呢,
if you know that you cannot win the battle,
那就敌人还没来赶快去跟他求和了,
then while the enemy is still far away, you need to send messenger to make peace,
接受他的 条款啊,
and accept the terms of peace.
可能还能够和平相处保留你所有的,
by doing so you may preserve your own life.
今天我们不愿意做主的门徒,
today we may refuse to accept,
不愿意为主耶稣付出,
today we may not want to lay a gift back to the Lord.
为什么要把你摆第一?
We may think, why should we
为什么要为你付出?
Why should we put Jesus first in our lives?
你不要, 你可以,
and that's fine if we think that.
你愿意, 你不接受耶稣基督, 你不接受他救赎, 你要背叛他,
and you may choose to refuse Jesus and rebel against him.
但是将来我们在主的审判台前, 我们能够不能够, 免去这个审判, 我们如果能够 胜过主耶稣, 那我们就可以, 不要,
but the question is, are you able to overcome the judgment? On the day of judgment, will you be able to stand before Christ?
但是将来在审判台前, 哪一个人能够得胜主耶稣, 说我不怕你,
and which one of us can actually overcome the judgment and stand before Jesus saying, I'm not afraid?
是主耶稣说, 一个做主耶稣门徒的人啊, 就必须显出啊, 这个信主的这个基本的本质出来啊。
So Jesus is teaching us that to believe in Jesus, we must bring out the essence of a believer.
就好像盐如果失了味,
like if the salt loses its saltiness,
就没有用了, 就丢在路旁, 也不能当肥料了啊, 就被丢弃了。
It is useless. It is neither good for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown out.
今天我们做主耶稣门徒, 就应该想到主怎么爱我, 我们应该怎么样去爱主。
So today, as disciples of the Lord, we must think about how to love him in return.
那我们昨天也提到, 一个做主耶稣的门徒, 应该承担了什么样的使命。
Yesterday, we talked about the commissions given to the disciples.
我们如果爱主, 就必须啊, 牧养主的羊。
If we truly love the Lord, we will tend his sheep.
我们必须要关怀每一位弟兄姐妹。
We must care for every brother and sister.
尤其软弱的, 我们更应该啊, 要去关怀他。
We must care for especially the weak.
所以主耶稣不但说, 喂养, 要牧养我的羊, 还要喂养我的小羊,
That's why
喂养我的羊。
Jesus not only said, tend my sheep, he also said, feed my lambs.
刚讲的, 我们要互相帮助, 这个小羊更要栽培, 那些软弱的, 更需要用喂养的。
We should assist the strong, help the weak, and even feed the, help the young ones, and even feed the weak ones.
所以我们今天做主门徒, 如果没有, 在这个心智上啊, 先把自己装备起来。
So unless we equip ourselves mentally,
我们就没有办法,
we will not be able to fulfill the Lord's commission.
来表明,
we will not be able to bring out the essence of a Christian.
所以这个传福音是我们的使命啊。
Preaching the gospel is our duty.
一个基督徒就是要传福音。
A Christian must preach.
要懂得 怎么样以神的爱去关怀别人?
A Christian must love others with God's love.
怎么样, 把福音传开来?
And try to share the gospel.
一个基督徒如果失去了爱, 失去了传福音的这个使命, 他真的就好像盐失了味道一样。
A Christian that loses the sense of preaching the gospel is like the salt that loses saltiness.
是没有用的一块岩石,
it becomes fit for nothing, it will be thrown out.
所以我们呢,
therefore, we must be aware of our responsibility.
那保罗所以能够这么放弃一切的来传福音。
Paul was willing to lay down everything to preach the gospel.
他就是有这种使命感,
because he had the sense of mission.
我们就是神的工作,
we are God's workmanship.
并且福音是神已经验证我们托付给我们的。
And God has entrusted to us the gospel.
如果我们不传福音, 我们就有祸了。
Woe to us if we do not preach.
因为责任已经托付我们, 我们不能完全托付, 我们辜负主耶稣的恩典。
If we do not fulfill our commission, we fail the Lord's grace.
所以主耶稣啊, 这个保罗啊, 在罗马书这边提到说, 为了他的弟兄, 为了骨肉之亲, 就是啊, 受咒诅, 被神离弃, 他都甘愿了。
Paul says that for the sake of his brothers, he is willing to be cursed and cut off from Christ.
他讲得非常啊, 用一个非常极端的用词来表明出他传福音的热忱。
He put it in extreme terms, showing how fervent he was for them.
为了使他的弟兄, 为了使他的, 骨肉之亲能够得救, 就是
He was willing to be cursed and even cut off from Christ if his brothers were saved.
也就是他为了传福音愿意付出他所有的一切，甚至他的生命。
This means that for the sake of the gospel, he was willing to give everything he had, including his life.
我在台中注目的时候，有一位。 姓郭的姊妹跟我做过见证。
When I was stationed in Taizong Church, Sister Guo testified to me.
有一次啊, 她去看牙医。
She visited the dentist.
在那边候诊的时候,
and after being diagnosed,
有一位外教会的姐妹啊, 就发传单给她。
And she received a flyer from someone from another church.
你信了耶稣没有?
And she said, have you believed in Jesus?
我们这个姐妹就信，早就信了，从小就信了。
Our sister said, yes, I believe in the Lord since young.
哇，我叫那个姐妹很客气的，啊，不知道你在哪里聚会哦，在哪个教会聚会。
So the lady asked her, very politely, which church do you go to?
我们是真耶稣教会。
And our sister replied, True Jesus Church.
哇，那个姐妹啊，听了心里不大舒服。哦，你们是真的啊！
And that lady was not very happy, and she said, "You are the true Jesus Church?"
当然是真的啊！我们有真理，有圣灵，有神迹奇事，你们有吗？
You are true, and our sister replied, "Of course we're true. We have the truth, the Holy Spirit. Do you have them?"
结果那个外教那个姐妹变得惹火了，真的没有办法再容忍了。
The lady became very upset at her reply.
就说哦，你真的，你真在哪里？
And she said, "If you are true, how true are you?"
你真的不去传，让我们这些假的一直传，把人都去信假的，你良心何在？你对得起主耶稣吗？你对得起众人吗？
If you are so true, why don't you preach the gospel? Why let us the false ones preach so that people are misled? Can you, haven't you failed Jesus?
哇，这个姐妹啊，一骂。 结果被骂醒了，就跑出去啊，一路一直哭啊。And
when the sister heard that, she was shocked, and she left that place and started crying on the way home.
哎，这个姐妹告诉我，我从她说她从来没有想过要去传福音。The
sister told me that it never occurred to her that she had to preach the gospel.
只想到啊，我真幸运，主耶稣真爱我啊，把我。
She only thought of how fortunate she was to be chosen by God.
Oh, 常常啊，虽然常常怀着感恩的心，但是从来没有过使命感。
even though she was grateful for what she had received, she never had the sense of mission.
反而自私清高，这些外邦人真的可怜呢，那不妥，什么都罢呀，以前我也是一样。
Instead, she only thought of how good she was. She started commenting how helpless those idol worshippers are.
哎，把我那么多人信耶稣，哎，主耶稣却让我得进入真教会里面，我真信。She
said, she thought, although there are many Christians, God chose me into the true Jesus Church.
但是那一天呢，挨骂之后，她反而醒悟过来了。But
during that encounter, after she was rebuked by this lady, she came to herself.
那么多人还不认识耶稣。
There are many who do not know Jesus.
还在神的救恩之外。
Who are outside God's grace.
他们将来要下地狱耶。
And they are destined for hell.
怎么我一点怜悯的心都没有，没有想到我怎么去带领他们来归主。
How come I never have the compassion to want to bring people to the Lord?
这也告诉我们，你看到人要被拉到死地，你如果不拯救，那就是你的罪。Proverbs
tells us that if we see someone being led to the slaughter, if we do not help, that is, we are guilty.
所以我们看到很多人没有信主，甚至我们的家人还没有信主，我们却无动于衷。We
see many people unsaved, even our family members, yet we do nothing about it.
那将来他们不能得救了，那我们的心真的能够安吗？我们没有罪吗？
Then one day, if they are lost forever, can we be at peace with ourselves? Can we not be guilty?
这个时候他更想到那些外教会信徒，哇，很多人在菜市场，在车站，到处在派传单，在传福音。那我一个真教会的信徒，却信主到今天从来没有跟人家传福音，没有带领一个人来信主。
So the sister started thinking, there are many Christians who always preach the gospel everywhere, yet I, a true believer, never try to preach or bring someone to the Lord.
所以他感到心里非常愧疚，对不起主耶稣，对不起众人。So
she felt very guilty towards the Lord and towards the people around her.
从那天开始，她立志一天最少向10个人传福音。So
from that day on, she made up her mind to preach to at least 10 people every day.
不管他信不信。
It doesn't matter whether the other person believes.
最少要向10个人传过福音。
She will preach to at least 10 people a day.
最起码发10张传单给没有信主的。
She will give out at least 10 flyers to unbelievers.
感谢主了，后来她也带领了不少人来信主。
And thank God, later she brought many, quite a few to the Lord.
今天福音没有办法传开，就是教会里面呢。 弟兄姐妹对这个传福音的使命感不足，没有负担。Today
the gospel is not spread because we do not have the sense of commission.
不知道传福音是我们的责任。We
don't realize that it is our responsibility to preach.
所以昨天我提到很多弟兄姐妹认为，只要我常常去聚会，祷告，我就是一个好信徒了，我将来就进天国了。
As I mentioned yesterday, many people think that as long as they come to church or pray, they are good believers and they'll go to heaven.
真的我们要享受权利，也要尽点义务啊。If
we enjoy our privileges, we must fulfill our obligations.
所以我们必须要先在心智上把自己装备起来，准备好。So
we must first equip ourselves mentally and in terms of determination.
因为传福音是必须要付出的。
We need to give in order to preach.
付出你的时间，付出你的精神。We
need to give our time and our energy.
甚至要付出很多很多。And
many other things that we own.
不只心智上的装备啊，我们还要在品德上做好准备啊。Besides
mental preparation, we also need to equip ourselves in our virtue.
耶稣说，我们是世上的。
The Lord Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. The light is to shine in darkness. So that people in darkness can see light. The salt preserves.
才能够去感化别人。
We will not be conformed, and instead we will change others.
这是盐的本质。
That is the essence of salt.
这个一个做门徒的本质。
That's the essence of a disciple.
所以我们既然是世上的光，世上的盐。
Since we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth.
盐是永远不改变的。
Things,
那本质 不会坏，不改变的。
We know that salt will never change its nature.
所以圣经提到神与百姓啊立盐约啊。
So God said, "I have made a covenant of salt with my people."
也就是说，神跟我们立的约永远不会改变。
Which means His covenant with His people will never change.
信徒不仅呢要固守真道。
Not only must we preserve the truth.
哎，以真理以我们的行为去感。
We must also transform other people with our good conduct.
就好像灯放在灯台上就照亮了一家人。
Like a lamp that is placed on in a high place, they'll shine for the whole house.
有时候我们要带领家人，真的有时候感到不简单。带领别人容易，带领家人反而更难。
It is often more difficult to bring our family to the Lord than to bring other people to the Lord.
因为家人对你的言语行为一清二楚。
Because our family members know us inside out.
哎，你对外人呢很好讲，你讲什么人家不知道你的底细。
It's easy to convince outsiders because they don't know your private lifestyle.
你跟家人做见证，家人呐、啊、看得清清楚楚，哎呀，先传递给你自己。医生啊，先救你自己吧。
But when you preach their families, they'll say, "Save yourself, doctor."
有一次我们去协助联合布道会。
Once we were helping out with the convocation.
有一个信徒啊，就跟我做见证，哇，他以前被魔鬼附身，哇，非常严重，全村庄人通通知道，他信了耶稣，后来得到医治了。
A member told me that he was once possessed, and after he was healed by the Lord.The whole village knew about it.
我说啊，那我们呢、啊、应该啊到你们村庄去做布道啊。
So I said, we must go to your village and preach to the villagers.
结果他就把话题移开，就走掉了。
But then this member changed the subject of the conversation.
后来我跟负责人讲，哎呀，这个弟兄得到神这么大恩典，全村的人通通知道，那我们应该到他。村庄里面去布道啊，这个是最有力的见证啊。
So I started telling the board members, we must go to this brother's village because he has been healed by the Lord and the whole village knows that.
他说哦，我们去布道过了，后来被村庄的人骂。
But the board member said, we already went to that village to evangelize, but we were scolded by the villagers.
这个信徒虽然蒙受神那么大的恩典，但是呢，在品德上没有改变。
What happened was this brother, even though he was received much from the Lord, he did not change his conduct.
仍然有很多坏习惯。
He had many bad habits.
不止这样，常常跟村庄里面跟这个邻居吵吵闹闹的。
And he would often get into fights with his neighbors.
所以反而村庄人很厌弃他。
So the whole village hated him.
我们怎么去传福音？人家说你们信耶稣的怎么样？那你嘴巴就张不开了。
So even though we try to very hard to preach to them, they will say, "Well, this is what a believer is like," and then we cannot continue.
所以啊，一个我们一个立志要为主耶稣传福音，我们应该在生活上要显出我们的见证出来。
So if we determine to preach the gospel, we must be a witness in our lifestyles.
我们信主之后要比信主以前表现的要更好。
Having believed in the Lord, we must conduct ourselves even better.
有些人信主以前呢，他表现就很好了，但信主之后应该要更好才对。
Some people are behave very well before they believe in the Christ, but they must do so even more after they believe in Christ.
这是一个生命的见证。
That will be a witness of life.
才能够让人家觉得，哎，信主真的好。
Then people will know how good it is to believe in the Lord. seeing how good the conduct of our brothers and sisters have.
有一对夫妇啊, 来慕道,
there was a couple who came to search for the truth.
聚会的时候跟他沟通说，啊，谁带你带领你来的？And
I talked with them and said, who brought you to church?
后来他才告诉我，因为他夫妻两个人啊，常常吵吵闹闹。
They told me that the two of them used to argue a lot.
可能把吵架变成习惯，有一天两天不吵，觉得怪怪的。It
became their habit. They cannot live without arguing.
哎，看到我们呐，邻居我们这个信徒的家庭，哇，一家和乐融融啊，夫妻非常恩爱。But
they noticed their neighbor, which was a church member, how they love each other in the family.
啊，就知道啊，他们是真耶稣教会的信徒。They
learned that they were true Jesus church members.
哎，还自动的要求啊，他们带他来教会。They
even initiated the request to be brought to church.
因为他羡慕我们信徒的家啊，如果我们能够跟他们一样多好，这个家啊才行。They
admire our members and wanted to be like them.
我们有很多信徒在公司上班，表现得很好，结果很多同事啊，自动的跟他到教会了。We
have many brothers and sisters in church who have excellent conduct at work, so their colleagues want to come to church with them.
当然传福音，这个品德上的装备啊，不只是为了传福音，也是我们信主之后应该啊，靠着圣灵过重生生活。Of
course, having a good conduct is not only for the purpose of preaching the gospel, but it is the natural result of being transformed by the Holy Spirit.
不只是我们个人灵修的功夫啊，更能够因此啊成为一个福音的见证者。
And through this personal cultivation, we become effective witnesses for the gospel.
真的有时候无声胜有声啊。
Sometimes silence speaks louder than words.
你讲得头头是道，但是别人看你的真实的表现，觉得对你很失望。哎，信什么都是一样的。Even
though you may say a lot, but people see your conduct and they will say it's all the same.
所以我们呢，应该哈，我们的平常跟人家交谈言语啊，要像用盐调和过的啊。Therefore,
our speech must be seasoned with salt.
能够很谦和的。We
must speak with gentleness.
能够平易近人的。We
must live in harmony with others.
平常就能够敦亲睦邻啊。And
we must be we must get along with our neighbors.
你的生活里面充满着喜乐啊。And
our lives must be filled with joy.
这都是啊。
These will be witnesses for the gospel. They are living witnesses.
当然，爱才能够去感化一个人。And
of course, only love can change someone.
爱才能够去吸引。Only
with love can we attract others.
所以我们平常，对没有信主的家人，或是我们的邻居、同学、同事，我们周边的人，我们常常。
So we must always actively show our concern to our families, our neighbors, our friends and colleagues.
当有一天他需要的时候，他就会找上。One
day when they have the need, they will come to Christ.
还有我们必须要有灵性上的装备啊。Next,
we need to equip ourselves spiritually.
这里提到这个巴拿巴。 是个好人，他信心充足啊，大有信心被圣灵充满。
Barnabas was a good man. He was full of faith in the Holy Spirit.
因此啊，很多人信了耶稣。
Because of that, many came to the Lord.
哎，我们不只是品德上的装备，灵性上更要装备。
Not only must we equip ourselves in our conduct, we must equip ourselves spiritually.
要有充足的信心。
We need to have strong faith.
正如保罗所说，我知道我所信的是谁。Paul
says, "I know whom I have believed."
他对自己的信仰很清楚，对自己所信的主啊，充满着信心。He
was convinced of his faith in the Lord.
虽然为了传福音，常常遭受逼迫、鞭打、下监牢。
Even though He was often imprisoned and beaten as a result of preaching. He continued his efforts.
哎,保罗说,
Paul says, "For I know whom I have believed."
哎,他必能过,不会让我失望的了,
And the Lord will not disappoint me, he said.
对我们的教会,你必须要充满信心的,
We need to be convinced about the church we
believe in. 是这个万国根正教啊,
Our church is the church that corrects the doctrines of all other churches.
是神的真教会,
it is the true church of God.
那我们更必须要有这种使命感,
so we must be, have the sense of commission.
所以啊,在这么多的教会里面,
among all the churches in the world,
我们如果对自己教会没有信心,
if we do not have faith in our own church,
那可能你在传福音上就失去力量了,
then it's very likely that your preaching will be not ineffective.
甚至觉得人家外教会的人很有爱心啊,我们教会好像爱心还不够呢。
You may start wondering, why is it that other Christians are more loving than our church members?
福音的本质就是爱啊,那教会好像人家 爱心比我们大,那我说我们得救教会,那他们不得救吗?
You would think that, well, love is the essence of the gospel. If they have love, and how can you say that they are not saved?
有时候会对教会失落信心。
You may start losing faith in our church.
甚至因为人的问题而离开教会去。
Some people even leave the church over interpersonal relationships.
那就不用 说却带领另外的羊归在主的羊圈里面去。
So they are not able to bring anyone to the Lord, to the true church.
还有对自己也要有信心。
We must also be confident of ourselves.
当然我们说对自己的信心不是一般所说的自信心,是神加给我们的信心。
But this confidence is not the worldly confidence, but the faith from God.
也就是保罗所说,我靠着那加给我力量的,我凡事都能行。
Just like Paul said, I can do everything by him who gives me strength.
有很多信徒,为什么不传福音? 因为对自己没有信心,福音的脚步不敢踏出去。
Many people are scared to preach the gospel because they don't have confidence to step out.
其实只要我们把自己装备好,神同工,
The reality is that if we equip ourselves, you know, and with God's guidance, we fear nothing. God will guide us. Sometimes with just a few words, you can bring someone to Christ.
有一个信徒,当信徒不久,
there was a believer who was a new convert. He often brought true seekers to the church. But for a while he stopped doing that. But he still continued to come to church.
我就问他,
I asked him, why do you stop bringing true seekers?
他说,
he said, Pastor, I'm scared.
因为平平安的人,
because the people who live in prosperity won't come.
患难重病走投无路了,跟他说你信耶稣病就好, 他就来。
And for those who are sick and have no other way out, they come to church because we say you can be, your problem
他说,
will be solved.
他一来,不是好,就是斗, 不是好起来,反正是倒下去了,没几天就死掉了。
But the problem is some of these sick people who come to church not only did not get healed but eventually died.
带一个死一个,我现在不敢带了,怕主耶稣啊,闹鬼啊。
So one after another, the sick people I brought to church died, and I don't want to give Jesus a bad name.
我说,他,也就是说在传福音事上,他已经失去信心。
He had lost faith in preaching.
但是我说你用的方法不很正确。
But I told him, that is not the right way to preach.
应该先造就他信心，而不是单单跟他讲你来信耶稣病就好了。
You must build up the person's faith. Don't just say, "Come and believe, and you'll be healed."
哎，如果能够从信心来着手建立他的信心，就是他信耶稣没有好了，哎，病越来越重，他也要信。
You must build up the person's faith so that even if their sicknesses are not healed, they will want to believe in Jesus.
台南呐、啊，台南有一位弟兄叫素叔公呢，哈，就是我这个古之四两的亲戚了，哈。
We have a brother in Tainan Church.
是我弟媳妇的四叔公了，哈，所以我在台南的时候，都跟我弟媳妇叫他四叔公，结果全。变成他的专有名词了，每个人都叫他叔叔公、姐姐公啊。
Because I call him uncle, so he is known as the uncle in the church.
那个时候，这个古之四两他们在台南带很多人啊，我们亲家母一家就是这亲戚他们带来的。
And during that time, they brought many to the Lord, including Sister Gu.
那他。太太患了肝癌啊，重病啊，非常严重。
And his wife had liver cancer, and it was very serious.
哎，这古之四两的这个表嫂啊，就是我的亲家母啊，就跟他们做见证。
So
是他的世俗了。
So a sister in our church who was a relative of theirs brought them to the Lord.
哎，他能够。从道理上着手建立他的信心
and they started by building up their faith
所以这个四神婆慕道的时候哇就被圣灵充满常常看异象看荣光
so while he was searching for the truth he would be moved by the Holy Spirit even saw visions of glory
后来他离世了
eventually he passed away
安然去世离世的时候啊哇他的孩子啊围在他身边啊放声大
And he left in peace, and when he left, his whole family surrounded him and wept aloud.
死去了差半个钟头，哎，又醒过来，又复活过来了。
But then after a half an hour, he came to himself again.
哎，看到他们这些孩子在哭啊，就跟他们讲：“孔安，你们哭什么？傻孩子不用哭啊！”啊，说我要去的地方好了无比。
He saw that the children were crying. He said, "Why are you crying? I'm going to a much better place."
啊，你们要来信耶稣。
You must believe in Jesus.
后来这个四神婆离世之后呢，啊，反正家人都来信主。
And after after he passed away, the whole family came to the Lord.
哎，他的大儿子后来当了执事啊，就在永和啊，这个王灵典执事。
And the oldest son also became a deacon.
哎，他的女儿嫁给传道了。
And the daughter was married to a preacher.
就是周慧安传，这个周慧家传道的嫂嫂啊，周慧安传道的。
Who is a sister-in-law now of Pastor Zhou?
我们传福音呐、啊，不是单单啊，想尽办法叫他来信就好啊，叫他来受洗就好。
So preaching the gospel is not just a matter of convincing people to be baptized.
很要紧，建立信心，在慕道的期间。
We must build up their faith to search for the truth.
当然我们呢、啊，一个这个灵性上的装备啊，我们必须要多做祷告啊，常常被圣灵充满、啊。
And in order to equip ourselves spiritually, we must pray often and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会赏赐给我们力量。
The Holy Spirit will give us the power.
赐给我们各样属灵的恩赐。
He will give us all kinds of spiritual gifts.
当然自己啊。在这个属灵的经历上哈，要有更多的体验更好。
And of course, we also need to have experience, spiritual experience.
因为自己啊，信仰上的见证啊，是最有力量的见证。
Because personal testimonies is the most powerful witness.
甚至别人能够看得到、所知道的。
And especially those that other people have seen.
那你要带他啊，就更容易了。
And it'll be much easier to bring them to the Lord.
再来就是知识上的装备。
Then we need to equip ourselves in terms of our knowledge.
啊，我们必须要知己知彼。
We must know ourselves and know the other.
哎，不只是我圣经很熟就可以了。
It's not enough to just know the Bible.
主耶稣在传福音的时候常常应用啊，这个人们生活上啊最了解的事情啊啊，来把它引证到真理里面的。
When Jesus preached, he often used things and events in daily lives into his sermons.
比如说跟农夫传福音，他就讲撒种的比喻。
He preached to the farmers by telling them about sowing seeds.
跟那些妇人就讲面笑的比喻。
He told the women about the parable of the dough.
跟捕鱼的人就讲撒网的比喻。
He preached to the fishermen about fishing.
能够深入他们的生活里面啊，按照他们的需要，哎，跟他们谈到，然后把它带进这个真理里面。
He was acquainted with different people's lifestyles and using those to bring them into the truth.
所以我们必须要能够啊了解人们的需求是什么。
So we must know the needs of different people.
他的文化背景。
Must know their cultural background.
他们的风俗习惯。
We need to know their customs.
我们才不会在讲话的时候伤害到别人。
Only then will we not offend people.
我们才能够啊在言谈当中了解他的需求。
And we'll know, find out their needs through our conversation.
比如说今天下午去访问一个何太太的先生啊。
This afternoon we visited Sister Ho's husband.
他都讲广东话，我广东话也听不很明白。
He spoke in Cantonese, and I'm not very well versed in Cantonese.
听说每次去他就讲以前他战争的时候怎么样都是讲那一套。
And every time
讲给别人听，所以他老太太说你听长老讲，不是听来听你讲。
Every time people visit him, he would talk about his past, how he joined the battle. And the wife would scold him and said, you should listen to the elder and don't just talk.
后来跟他交谈当中，哇，觉得这个人很好。
And after I talked with him, I realized that he was a good man.
哇，他们一家人跟媳妇的爸爸妈妈他们一家人通通住在一起，这个实在不简单了，尤其在美国。
He lives together not only with his children but also his in-laws and in-laws in-laws parents.
两家的亲家通通住在一起。
And the in-laws from both sides live together.
在交谈当中，他有一句话一直在重复，过去就好不要再讲了啊，要赦免人。
And he kept saying, what is gone, let the bygones be bygones, just forgive the past.
哇，他这种好行为，你再跟他说啊，信耶稣怎么样好啊，会改变生活有什么，其实啊他觉得，我想他一定自己觉得我表现得比你们都更好了，你不要跟我讲这一套了。
So to such people, you don't need to say, well, if you believe in Jesus, you'll be a better person, because he thinks that he is a better person than most Christians.
哇，他对主教思想啊，很有研究。
He is very into the Chinese traditional philosophy.
他也引证了，孔夫子说，未知生焉知死。
He even quoted from Confucius, who said, if you don't know about life, how do you know about death?
我说好，就把他抓住这句话。
So I grabbed what he said.
是啊，孔夫子就是在耶稣降生之前出生的，所以他不认识耶稣了。如果在耶稣出生以后认识耶稣，他就不会讲这句话。
So I said, well, Confucius lived before Jesus' time. Had he lived after Jesus, he wouldn't have said that.
你如果信耶稣，圣经里面就把人的由来，人死后到哪里去，就写得清清楚。
If you believe in the Bible will tell you very clearly where we came from and where we will go after we die.
就跟他讲了一个比喻。
So I share with him a parable.
人生在世上啊，要经历很多苦难，生老病死。
In this life, we go through many troubles, including aging and death.
因为人有罪，离开了神。
Because of our sins, we have left God.
好像树枝离开了树干一样。
We are like branches that have been cut off from the tree.
他跟这个生命的根源隔绝了。
We are cut off from the source of life.
虽然他还是活得很清脆，仍然会开花，但是非常短暂，马上就不久就枯萎了。
Even though it seems to have signs of life, but eventually soon it will die.
人在世上就是因为罪离开神，所以几十年老老弱死后，到哪里去了？
Sins have separated us from God, so after many years of toil in this life, where will we go after we die?
还好他又相信有灵魂。
And luckily he believed in souls.
那就更好了。
So that made it even easier for us.
既然有灵魂,
Since there is a soul,
死后你的灵魂到哪里去?
I asked, where is your soul going to go?
他就说,因,不,未知生,因知死呢?
So that's why he quoted, if I don't know about life, how can I know about death?
圣经告诉我们, 一个人最没有得到解决,离开神,将来就是到地狱里面去受永远刑罚。
And I told him, the Bible tells us that if we're separated from God, we will go to hell.
所以今天我们因为得到主耶稣的恩典,所以我们好东西要跟好朋友分享。
So today we have received this wonderful gift from God. We want to share this gift with you.
Oh, 他听了这句话, 很感动的, 我都想不出来, 感动的流泪了, 对对对, 好东西要跟好朋友分享。
And he was so moved, he said, yes, we should share good things with other people. And he was so moved to tears.
所以我就抓住这点说是啊, 我们就是要领受主耶稣的爱, 要把主耶稣这个爱分享给你。
So I said, yes, we have received Jesus' love, and we want to give this love to you.
哇,他说,对对对。
And he said, yes, yes, that's good.
他说,我说,既然对,那安息日你就到跟我们的教会。
I said, well, if you agree with me, then come to church this Saturday.
诶,我马上给他套牢。
So I laid the trap, so to speak.
我说,何先生,你绝对是一个最讲信用的人,你绝对不会说好,后来又不好了。
I said, yes, Mr. Ho, you are an honest man. You will not eat your own words. So I shook his hand and said, okay, that's a deal. And he said, I will go.
真的有时候我们谈到应该也要具备一些知识了,
So sometimes preaching the gospel involves having some knowledge.
一些常识知道人啊,这个心理的需求。
We must know the personal needs of the other person.
我们能够去满足他的需求。
Then we can try to meet those needs.
当老人家嘛,这个好像80几岁了,他好像没有很多朋友。
He's an old man, he doesn't seem to have a lot of friends.
看到我们,哇,一直听他在讲。 他战争的事,故事啊,哇,他越讲越兴奋啊,这个老太太啊,等得来不及啊,一直很着急,你不要讲啊,你不要讲啊。
He was very excited sharing us his old time stories about how he fought in a war, but the wife kept saying, you should stop, you should be quiet.
这不是来听你讲,是来讲给你听,看长老有什么教训。
The wife said, don't just talk, do all the talking, let the elders speak.
不过, 有人听他讲,他真的就很高兴,很感激啊,哇,把我们之间的距离啊,拉得很近了。
The fact that is, by listening to what he wanted to say, which he enjoyed very much, we became close friends.
我们先去满足他的需求。
We met his needs first.
然后我们就能够慢慢去带领他来。Then
we can bring him to the Lord.
可能我们为这件事祷告,看他安息日。 不要受阻挡能过来,
so let us pray for Mr. Ho so that he can come without any hindrance.
他如果愿意来到主耶稣面前,主耶稣要拣选他的机会就大了。
If he is willing to come to the presence of God, then there's a greater chance that God will choose him.
因为他从来还没有来过我们教会。
He's never been to the True Jesus Church before.
当然这些知识我们应该要多看多听,多思想,多学习。
So we must equip ourselves by listening and learning more of such knowledge. Sometimes we need to collect stories or anecdotes and things of that sort.
或者是一些名言啊,
or wise sayings.
在我们谈道上啊,
so when we share the message, our content can be more enriched.
在道理上的装备啊,
we need to equip ourselves in the truth.
当然我们必须要熟悉圣经了。
Of course we need to be well versed in the Bible.
因为这是我们谈到的主题嘛。
Because that is the main content of our message.
出去啊,这个带领牧人不只是跟他聊天而已,要紧的把他引入我们福音的主题里面。
Sharing the gospel is not just striking a conversation with someone, but to bring them to the faith.
所以我们必须要熟悉圣经。
So So we must be well versed in the Bible and know the basic beliefs.
尤其对外教会啊，谈道的时候。
Especially when we share the gospel with other Christians.
我们可以直接跟他谈到教义问题。
We can go directly to the doctrines.
所以教会啊，有许多哈这方面的刊物啊，我们应该平常哈都要去收集阅读啊。
We should collect and read such publications in church.
我也准备一份呢、啊，我们的这个十大信条啊，一些资料给大家哈。
I've prepared some materials about the ten basic beliefs, which we will distribute to you.
这个里面还有我把它规划一些讨论提纲出来一些问题。
There are also some questions for discussion.
也许我们在这个实地演练的时候啊，可以做资料啊。
So as we practice these doctrines, we can use them as reference.
再来就是专业上的装备了哦。
We need to equip ourselves technically.
很多信徒不敢出去传福音，就是因为出去不晓得怎么讲。
Many people are afraid to preach because they don't know what to say.
所以我们必须要多参加一些圣经讲习会啦，这个事工讲习会啦。
So we should often attend Bible seminars and training seminars.
像我们这个个人布道讲习啦
，or personal evangelism seminars like this.
这个陪谈的技巧啦
，and cultivate how to talk with others.
在这个比较专业方面，我们应该这个训练自己啊。
So we need to equip ourselves in terms of these technical skills.
或是跟一些资深的这个统领啊一起同工啊。
We could always work with the brothers and sisters more experienced than us.
这有一个错字的哈，应该是这个吸取经验的哈。多实习啊，熟就能生巧。
The more practice makes perfect.
一回生两回熟嘛哈。我们如果常常跟人家谈到陪谈，慢慢的。就会得到一些要领，从中悟出一些方法出来。我应该怎么样讲，能够让他接受，而不只是去把他驳倒而已。
The more we talk with others, the more we will learn how to tactfully persuade others without getting into arguments.
因为我们传福音的目的不是要跟人家去争辩我对你，你错。
The purpose of preaching is not debating with people so that they are wrong.
如果用争的，你争赢了，你还是输掉了。
Even if you win a debate, you have still lost the battle.
我对，你不对。
You may claim to be right and the other wrong.
那有什么用呢
？But what's the point?
你争赢了。
Even if you win the debate.
但是你输掉他的心呐。
You have lost the person's heart.
求主耶稣继续带领我们这几天的讲习会。
May the Lord continue to guide our seminars these few days.